Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, Congress is expected to unveil a plan to address Puerto Rico's $72 billion debt crisis. And it's making environmentalists anxious. A version of the bill would relinquish federal control of a national wildlife refuge on the island of Vieques. Now, Vieques is off Puerto Rico's east coast, and until 2003, the U.S. Navy used it as a bombing range. When the military left, much of the island was designated that wildlife refuge, though the Navy is still cleaning up contamination there. Adriana Gonzalez is an environmental justice organizer for the Sierra Club in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and she joins us. Adriana, tell us about Vieques. When did you first visit?
I visited Vieques when I was little, and at that point, Vieques was still part of the Navy and the U.S. Marine was there, so you weren't really able to visit all of the magnificent areas of the National Wildlife Refuge. So when I visited again a few years later, it was just amazing to see beautiful beaches that have not been impacted, you know, by any development. The resilience of the wildlife that was there is amazing.
Right.
And I also do scuba diving. And so you can see giant corals, very great things there.
This is one of the great ironies of the fact that the United States Navy was practicing bombing in and around Vieques for so long that, you know, people were kept away while all those practices were going on. But as you're mentioning, the wildlife remained and was rather resilient. Back to the matter at hand, what are your concerns about what might happen to the wildlife and the refuge if the U.S. government does turn the land over to Puerto Rico?
Well, as you know, historically, the battle in Vieques has been to return the land to the people in Puerto Rico. But at this point, this transaction that has been presented with this House bill really presents something that will not go into the conservation in the area. As National Wildlife Refuge, that system separates the state and local park systems, you know, for specific reasons. Those Our areas are treasured for refuge and are managed under very specific guidelines to ensure that it benefits the people and that conserves the wildlife and the habitat that it's there. It has been resilient for so many years because of lack of development and construction in that coast.
So just to clarify, one of your concerns is that given Puerto Rico's current economic state, which is rather dire, that if the land was transferred to the Puerto Rican government, that they would open up the refuge to development, essentially.
Yeah. And right now, as we mentioned, though that area has been contaminated and it's still contaminated, moving it from this permanent protection to another entity where we don't know what might happen can also put the risk of the general management of the area.
Mm. But on the other hand, I mean, as you mentioned, and you well know, Puerto Ricans fought for years to get the U.S. Navy out and off of Vieques. And now there's just this portion of land that remains under U.S. control as a wildlife refuge. Why shouldn't it all be Puerto Rican and under Puerto Rican control? I mean, to complete the effort of self-determination there.
No, we think that public lands should be in the public hands. And that's something that as the Sierra Club, we talk about all the time. The issue at hand here is how it's being treated and how it's going to be transferred. With the transfer, how it's said, it doesn't set any standards for any mitigation of impact or any specific guidelines for the conservation. We agree that the lands should be public. And if there's a local entity that wants to manage it with conservation standards, that's something that we would be happy to abide by. None of the conversations that we've had with the people from the House include that.
Now, I imagine, Adriana, that many people listening to this might have even visited Vieques because it is spectacular. It's beautiful. I mean, I remember swimming in the bio bay with those bioluminescent microorganisms in the water. I mean, it's like a life-changing experience. It's so spectacular. I mean, with that in mind, I mean, could it be possible to promote a form of sustainable ecotourism even more on the island and at the refuge under Puerto Rican control that could bring in enough money to support the management that you and the Sierra Club are looking for?
Definitely. It's something that actually we do a lot in the local Sierra Club here. We've been working with communities in Luquillo and Fajardo in another protected area to provide more information to citizens on how they can build their own small-scale like businesses, small-scale hotels, and tourism companies. And that's what we want to see happen in all of the East Coast of Puerto Rico, including Vieques. And what we would like to see is that people can use this land to their benefit in a way that they're protecting the land, enjoying it, but also having an income, and while ensuring that the refuge and the wildlife is still protected.
Adriana Gonzalez is an environmental justice organizer for the Sierra Club in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Many thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Gonzalez joined us via Skype.